95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Good morning and welcome to Her Story. I'm your host, Kathy Romano. August 26th is Women's Equality Day and the Women's Suffrage Centennial, granting women the right to vote. On the show today to talk about this is a guest that I've actually had on before. Megan Carey is a Philadelphia singer and songwriter that has made her life's work to empower others to speak their truth. Megan, thanks for joining me again.
Oh, it's so good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Sorry that I sound a little under the weather. I have a little cold that I'm battling, a little summer cold. It's not COVID. It's funny because it makes me think, you know, I'm doing all this sanitizing and making sure I'm washing my hands and wearing my mask and all of this, and yet I still get a cold. So did I slack somewhere? Am I not doing it properly? Do I need to do it more? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. I had a little sore throat the other day, and I was like, wait, I can't be getting sick because I have been completely staying away from anybody.
Right?
I'm washing my hands. How do? So it just, they're just out there. Germs just live here with us.
I know. I was like a little nervous. I'm like, all right, I'm back to sanitizing everything like it was the beginning of COVID. So listen, for anybody who's not familiar with Megan, you can hear her entire story on the Her Story podcast, which is on our website. But Megan, you were inspired to pick up your fiance's guitar after he passed away 20 years ago to find a way to voice your grief. Can you give our listeners just a quick summary of your story?
Sure. So I had not been a musician. I was everything but. And I met a musician, and I fell in love with him, and I fell in love with making music with him. But I just sang the harmonies to the chorus. So I sang along with him. And when he passed away, it was very sudden, and I didn't want to lose everything. So I picked up his guitar and figured out how to put some chords together and I wrote music because I didn't know any music all the way through. I didn't know any songs all the way through. All I knew were was the harmony to a bunch of choruses. So I made it my own. And I realized that by doing that, by sharing, you know, expressing what was going on, it was really healing for me. And then I started sharing the songs with other people, and one thing led to another because music does that. Music, when we share our story, especially through song, through music, it connects us. It creates this great funnel to actually connect authentically with other people. And I found that it was healing for other people too. So I just kept doing it.
And now you have this new project, the River Rock Project. What is that?
So the River Rock Project is started out with I have a women's empowerment anthem called River Rock that I wrote originally. To be honest with you, I wrote it to my inner critic because she was being really loud one day, and I was just like, you know, just shut up. and I started it to her, and as I wrote the song, I realized that this voice that was in my head that was telling me, you know, oh, you know, you're not enough, you're not good enough, thin enough, talented enough, whatever, the enough thing, you know, that enough voice that comes in.
Sure.
When that came in, I realized that that wasn't coming from inside, necessarily inside me. It was coming from things that I'd heard from society, things coming from outside of me. And then it was almost easier to tell this voice, just step behind the yellow line, I've got this. And I realized as I was finishing up this song that I was really grateful for and huge respect for all the women who have been brave and bold enough to speak up despite that voice of society coming back saying, we really don't want to hear what you have to say, and what you have to say isn't palatable. And, you know, and all these women who have in my lifetime and, you know, generations before me spoken up and insisted on being heard. So the song became a thank you and an anthem to those women. And when I started playing it live, people started singing along because it was an empowering thing to sing. I'm a river rock, you know, I'm tumbled smooth by life, not broken down. You know, it was so when we came into this year, the year of the woman, the centennial celebration of this huge, the right for women to vote, the right for women to have a voice. I wanted to get the song out there, and I wanted to create an anthem video. And that's where the project began.
And what's happening on August 26th?
Oh, so on August 26th. So, you know, like all things, once I got people involved, this thing grew like a chia pet, and no longer just, oh, we're going to just make a music video. We're making an anthem video, and it's going to involve, well, the original vision was that it was going to involve all of these women plus the men who stand with us singing with me as I take this journey to the justice bell. And COVID happened. So we were literally scheduled to do this huge film shoot with all these people out at the Washington Chapel in King of Prussia, where the justice bell is, and we had to cancel it. So I can't tell you how many times we pivoted this thing, but everybody knows that. Everybody knows what it's like to do the COVID pivot. So we did that, and we landed on something that actually was far bigger than the vision that I had we'd first had, which is that we invited people from across the country, around the world, to submit videos of themselves singing along to this song so that we could build them in and they would make up this nationwide river rock choir.
Oh, wow.
So that's the anthem video that we've built. And we connected with some incredible women at Vision 2020 who have been, every year they do a thing, an event called the Toast to Tenacity, where they raise a toast to the suffragists who fought so tirelessly for our right to vote. And this year, because it's the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment, they're having a huge event that they're broadcasting from Independence Mall down in Philadelphia, and it's going to involve the Eagles, the Philadelphia Eagles, Midge Rendell, the wife of our mayor, some other speakers, the Philly Orchestra, and then my band and I are providing the live music, going to do they're going to debut the national premiere of a River Rock Anthem video.
Ah, okay, and that's what's all happening on the 26th.
That's all happening on the 26th. At noon, and you can tune in. It's all going to be streaming, so you can tune in from anywhere.
So how can people watch it? Where are they watching this performance? Online?
They're watching it online. There are a few people that will be watching it in person, but of course we have to keep that really limited. So the best way to tune in is to go to Women 100, so the word women, plural, 100.org, and it will be playing right there. You can also go to riverrockproject.com, and we'll be linking you right over there.
Okay. So, is there anything else that people can do to help, or what should they be doing on August 26th to support the day?
It would be wonderful if people would go to riverrockproject.com ahead of the day and sign up to receive a reminder for the event and to receive updates on what we're doing with the River Rock Project, because what beyond this is our kickoff, and beyond this date, we are getting the anthem video and a toolkit out to 100-plus voter engagement groups to help them amplify what they're doing with music. Because, you know, every movement needs music, and it lifts people up, and it inspires them, and it connects people, and it's really necessary. So we're trying to get this out there as much as we can. So if you can come to riverrockproject.com and join us so that we can keep up to date and you can spread the word about this anthem for women's empowerment and voter engagement.
You know, music is in every aspect of life. And I just have to tell you this quick story. I think you'll appreciate it. My son, who is turning 9, he's actually getting very much into music. And like, I'm seeing the type of music that he likes. Like, we'll hear something on the radio, or we'll be listening to, you know, music on my phone or in the backyard, whatever it is. And he gives me like the thumbs up or thumbs down. And I'm seeing like a trend in what type of music that he's liking. And he says to me the other day, because I put a song on, I forget what it was. And I go, "You don't like this song?" He goes, "No." He goes, "I'm not a rocker mom." I'm like, "Oh, okay, all right."
"I'm not a rocker mom." He's nine.
Yeah, but I mean, he is. It's funny, like, to watch him get into music and what he's liking.
Oh yeah, my daughter is really into rap. She's really into rap. I'm like, that's not what she's heard around here. I like rap, but it's like not my go-to.
Right.
And she's like, Mom, this is it. And she's, oh, you know, she's constantly turning the bass line up in the car. Like got the bass up to the max. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going on? Well, constantly, you got to listen to it, Mom. Or my daughter will still say, if she hears something in a minor key, like if even just if it's a minor chord that runs through something, she's like, oh, it's just so sad, Mom. It's just sad music. I'm like, it's really not sad. They just had a minor chord. It's okay. But it does. It affects us on a level that is so beyond analyzing with our brains. So,
what else are you working on? Are you working on any new music?
I am. I have some new music that has been waiting in the wings for this to, but I've been pretty focused on the River Art project. But I'm working on some new tunes that I'm hoping will be released either at the end of the year or early in 2021 as singles. And I'm also working on a project called the Lullaby Project, which is working with young caregivers, young moms, mostly, to help them write lullabies for their children.
That's so nice.
Yeah, right? Because as we were just saying, it is such a great way to connect with your child is music. So, so working on that. And can I tell you this story that figures really prominently in the anthem video?
Yeah.
This just happened as I was coming up with this, pulling this team together and coming up with this idea about making this anthem video. I heard the story of the Justice Bell, and the Justice Bell is going to figure into August 26th pretty prominently as well. 100 years ago, or more than 100 years ago, as women were trying to convince men to vote for our right to vote, because that's what had to happen. They had to get the men to vote for us to vote. They came up with this idea. The suffragists here in the Philly area came up with an idea to make a replica of the Liberty Bell. And they did. They made, 2-ton replica of the Liberty Bell, just like it, but with no crack. And they added the words justice for all, basically the idea justice for all in the inscription. And they loaded it onto a flatbed truck and they drove it around first Pennsylvania. And then later when they were trying to get the national ratification around the country, they drove it around and everywhere they stopped, they would engage music, of course. They would get the local marching band and singers to come and make this big event, and all the men would come out to see this replica of the Liberty Bell that they call the Justice Bell. But what the women had done is they'd taken the clapper, the part of the bell that makes it ring, and they had chained it to the side so it didn't ring. It didn't make any noise. So they make a big show of, okay, well, now we're going to ring this replica of the Liberty Bell. And all the men would gather around and they'd pull on the rope and it would make no sound. And the men were like, what's going on? Why doesn't it ring? Why doesn't this ring? And they said, oh, well, it doesn't ring because its voice is chained. It's chained just like our voices are chained. And we are asking you to please unchain our voices and let us be heard. And that was their way of creating buzz around what they wanted.
Wow.
When the 19th Amendment was ratified, they unchained the bell, they unchained the clapper, and they rang the bell.
And then you could hear
and
it.
And it rang out loud and clear. You could hear it. Yeah, right? So I was like, I heard this. I was like, well, this has to be in this video. So that in the video, you'll see in the anthem video, but the Justice Bell figures in prominently in the anthem, the River Rock Anthem video.
Where can people find your music if they're interested in listening to you?
If you want to hear more of my music, you can just go to megancarey.com, and Megan is with an H, M-E-G-H-A-N, and Carey has no E, it's C-A-R-Y, like Cary Grant. So megancarey.com.
And then for more information about the Women's Equality Day, you can also go to riverrockproject.com or women100.org, correct?
Yes. And I'd love you to go to riverrockproject.com and join the movement. Become a River Rock. Just sign up and we'll keep you in the know, and you can help us. You can help us help music make a difference, especially this election year.
Great. Megan, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Kathy. It was great to talk to you.
Yeah, hopefully next time you'll be in studio.
Please.
Thank you, Megan.
Bye-bye.
Don't forget, August 26th is when you'll be able to see Megan's performance and the rest of the day's events. And again, you can get more information at women100.org. Thank you so much for joining me again today. I'm Kathy Romano. Have a great rest of your Sunday.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.